Welcoming everyone back after our taste of vacation. We took a break a little bit for Miguel's Esther and for Haggadah. We went back to the Gra. And now we're going to go back and continue the Tas Tzivunis where we left off, which is in the green version, page Kuftes Zion. It's Ois Kuf Chaf Hes, 128 in the Oisius. So, if you remember the halachiyelach of the sefer, the direction of the sefer is basically that the tachlis of the bria, everything was created to be megala kvodo, and there has to be a gilui of the kavod, shemayim, and the way megala the kavod is by being megala yichudoi, and the gilui of the yichud of Hashem is the tachlis and the bria, and everything which is there as hester panim is there in order to be destroyed. The hester panim is there in order to be revealed, and every time we reveal another piece, and we realize the nothingness in one piece at a time, we are being regaled more and more of the Yichud Hashem. Now he's going to try to describe how every single element in the Bria is servicing a purpose in that mission. Okay? I'm not exactly sure how he answers the issue in the end. I read through it. Hopefully together we'll come up with a little bit of a model here. But the starts like this. Amar Aseichel. Chelkei HaBriya HaZois Mi Shemabit Aleihem Lefi Ro'is Einav B'tchila Lo Yireim Elo Inyanim Mefuzarim U'mufuradim. So he says that everything looks like it's very disjointed in the world. It would seem as though one thing in the world, in the Bria, has nothing to do with the other. And there's a very disjointed tachlis in the Bria. So let's take, for example, this grass. Well, the purpose of grass, maybe, you go to a big garden, is to make things look nice. Okay. But then these other things, which are really ugly, which are not there to make something look nice. So spiders don't make anything look nice. So if you go into
a
golf store, so everything there has to have a shaychus to golf. So you see the clubs, you see the balls, you see the tees, you see the what's it called, caddies, whatever. Right? Okay, geschmacks. Now, there's going to be a cap over there. What's the cap have to do with it? Well, apparently, it's very sunny when you're playing golf. So a cap is a good zach. See a little jacket there. What does the jacket have to do with it? You don't want to be cold when you're playing golf. There's all the chitim stuff for the golf. Right? But you're going to see over there windshield wiper fluid. There's no shaychus over there to the golf, right? This is not going to be in that store unless it's Walmart. Right? There's not going to be any, it's not going to be there because there's no. So everything has to have a tachlis for what it. So there's a big kasha on the entire Ramchal's Mahalach, which is that there's nothing that's, if the tachlis of the whole world is Gilu Yehudai, right? So why is there an elephant? What does it have to do together with seaweed? There's no, these things have nothing to do. So it's more likely that the story here is that Africa has some sort of tachlis and France has it, and the things that grow here go there. And there's a lot of things in the world, but there's nothing tying them together. This is a very big question on this whole Mahalach. right? Because you don't want to go into a golf store and find windshield wiper fluid. So why here? Mitkashrim kulam el tachlitz achas. There's no kesher bringing them to one tachlis. Everything's by itself. The tachlis miyuchon for its own tachlis. So I understand the tachlis of spiders. Spiders have a very nice tachlis because they eat flies or whatever. But like, how does that fit in with everything else? Nishlam ba'atzmai. Everything fits in by itself. Built it's darach lechaver, but it doesn't fit in with the thing next to it. Ki kol kach minim kol kach. Right, plants are one kingdom, animals are another kingdom, kol kach bebali chayim, and animals are another one. Ain't many in Kesha v'yachas. And there is no shaykhis between one and the other. She's kabtzul tachlas achas, and they don't seem to have one common tachlas. El kol echad nivra l'mashe nivra. Everyone was created. Everyone was created for. V'inyan l'tachlis. So it would seem to me that there's many tachlisim in the world, and there's some tachlisim that animals are supposed to do, and some tachlisim that doimim is supposed to do, and some tachlisim that tzemeach will do. But there's no common tachlisim because there. Hadroga. So it's a Ramchal, but there's one thing that you do see, that there is a certain hierarchy of creation. And anybody that takes it upon himself to study a little bit the science and the nature of the hierarchy, he will see that in the end there is a very, very specific hierarchy which connects the animal kingdom to the plant kingdom, to eventually even inanimate objects. If you go from the land, from the Shemayim to the land, and you look into every min, you will find a very, very specific hierarchy that actually is what's it called? Is brings it all does bring it all together. Okay? Now, weiter. Ach, Mishi Yamik Bachochma Yimsa, a Yois Kolan Yimsoi is Kula Miskashim Kesher Gomor Zebizet. Once you mimic a little bit, you go into, so number one is you'll see there's a hierarchy. But that's without Chochma, that's just with Iyun. But if you go with Chochma into that Iyun, and you go a little further, Shekulam Tzrichim Lahashlam Ha'inyan She'elov Kivna HaChochma Al-Yana Babuya. In fact, every single one has a tachlis in the mission of creation. Kula miskavtzim l'tachlis achas shetno of rabbin v'sidrom omrik le'oyim v'heim kol chelke ha'bria rabbin ha'ila. He says, no, in the chelke ha'rab, it is true. Everything does have a very specific role. Everything has a specific role in the Tachlis HaBriah. Everything together brings out the Tachlis of creation, which is the Gilui of the Yichud Hashem. The Dovah Zekvar Marti Amoku. Ad in tachlis, ladas pchudas kol nimtzoyis umaygiyaleim bekavanah klolos hazoshes acharei. So there, no. Not only is there everything interconnected, but everything's interconnected into this mission of which is yizeshamu chazal in avos kol ma shabar kodesh baruch hu ve'lamo lebroi el chvoydoi. Every single thing is made to be marbe the kavod shemayim. You have to understand what is this covenant. It's not that Hashem needs covenant. It's that Hashem was mechadish the need for covenant. You'll understand the job of each nivra. So first we have to understand what is the desire of Hashem to get covenant. Then we can understand. After we understand the desire of Hashem to get honor, we can understand how does each item, and
Yeah.
each part of the bria play a role in bringing out that color. But at the, but I'm not telling you right now, but ladas, it should be enough for you to know. Rak bechlal, in general, hakdamazos shavada, it's poshut. Ki kol divrei bria, everything in the bria is connected. Umiskabtzim, and it's connected for the same reason. V'neida al kein, ki ein shleimus inyanam b'mashim nimtzoyim. That each one is by itself a full thing. Elo b'mashim miskashim. So what is the gadlus of a giraffe? The godliness of the giraffe is not so much about the giraffe. You'll see the godliness of the giraffe when you are able to identify where in the hierarchy does the giraffe go, and how does it help bringing out the kavod from this to this. So the giraffe has a mission in bringing out the kavod shamayim, and it was created for that. And part of that mission, everything has, is to be a connector and fill its role in the animal kingdom and in the hierarchy of what's that thing called? Not hierarchy, it's called something, habitat or something.
Food chain, I don't
Yeah,
know.
something like the food chain or something like that.
When I came in, did I misunderstand? But did you say Hashem needs or wants kavod?
Yeah. Hashem created the world to get kavod. But he says that that wasn't like Hashem needs kavod. It's that Hashem created the made a creation of kavod in order that we should be able to give it to him. Because it's good for us to give Hashem kavod.
But Hashem doesn't have a need for kavod.
No, Hashem needs that we give him kavod. Hashem, the world is set up in a place that it's good for us to give Hashem kavod.
But it's not in need of a shell, as you
No, that's
say.
what he says, clearly.
Oh.
Yeah, Hashem, it's a new bria that Hashem has the concept of kavod.
That's like also something like a furniture. Each animal brings like.
Yeah, right. Very good. Right. Excellent. Okay, so to sum up, we said that the mushroom is that if you go to a golf store, everything in that golf store has to have something to do with golf. And if you will see a baseball cap being sold in the golf store, probably the pshat is because it's sometimes very sunny when you play golf. Right? Everything has to have a shaychus. They're not gonna, right? But if you walk into a golf store and they sell windshield wiper fluid, something's up over there. It doesn't make sense. No shaychus to golf. So if the world was created to bring out the central midah of the Das Tevuos is the Yichud Hashem, then we have to now look and see. Why is every single item here in this world then? It's Hashem's store. She didn't create a business for no reason. It doesn't bring in random items into the store. It has to fit in with the mission of the store. So if the store is to sell things, to create a world which brings out the Gilui Yichud, everything has to be in there. Everything. It can't just be that basically it's for that. No, every item has to have its mission in bringing out the Gilui Yichud Hashem. And therefore, it's important to figure out in the hierarchy, in the food chain of the world, where everything fits in as part of the system to bringing out that code. Okay? So very